in the Vasilenko suite at the Dumfries Ice Bowl with Sharks head coach Martin Grubb. A win over the Sutton Sting, 3 wins out of 3. But I feel it's a frustrated night, would you say, Martin?
Yes, I think we've got to be happy that we've got 3 out of 3, because at this stage last year I don't think we'd won a game. But I think the frustrating thing tonight is that we set a high standard last week and I don't think we got anywhere near it tonight. We made too many mistakes. We played at a slower tempo. I don't want to take anything away from Dima, but I think out of the 60 shots he had, I don't know, 50, hit him in the chest. We made him look a lot better and not maybe work as hard as we'd have liked. So it is a frustrating one, because we don't want to seem too negative, because we have won 3 games in a row, but what I've just told the players is we have to have that mantra that it's continuous improvement. Every shift, every period, every game, we've been talking about that since the first week we came here in pre-season, but we've got to get better. So we've left them in no doubt that we expect them to get better for next weekend, but in the same respect, we'll still take the result, and I thought we were comfortable.
That the line I think we talked about last week, the Abercrombie-Henderson line, and another couple of goals for Daniel Abercrombie, he's grown into the role as a full-time shark now.
Yeah, I thought Dan was the best player on the ice tonight. He was composed on the puck, he works hard, along with Conor Henderson and Stephen Moore. They've got speed, they've got skill, they create chances. I've just said to them that my only small criticism as a line is they need to try and penetrate a little bit more into the danger areas, because they play on the outside a little bit too much. But, you know, I think we've got to be happy with that combination. Dan's got to be happy with the work he's done so far, and you know, I think he'll get better, because, as you say, this is his first full-time season with us, and he's doing well so far, and he's got more to learn. And I think he will be a big player for us over the course of the season.
And looking ahead to next Saturday, obviously just a 1 game this weekend, so focus turns to next Saturday, and old rivalries renewed, and a bit of an unknown quantity of the Hawks this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that people who underestimate and write off Blackburn, and obviously with Matt Darlow being there now, and generally the players themselves are wrong to do that, because any team has professional pride. A team that's won the league championship 2 years in a row is never going to, regardless of their players, are never going to roll over and just kind of just let teams kind of walk all over them. So they're going to come in here. They're going to come in here certainly on the back of a couple of wins as we speak, Billingham last week and then Whitley tonight. So it may, depending on tomorrow, it may be three for three, the same as us. So we'll do our homework. We'll get back to work and practice, and we know that we normally get a relatively open game. There'll be a bit of physicality in that game. I think we can potentially use Richard Bentham and Kim to pick a few brains, and there'll still be some similarities in their style, but we'll focus on ourselves as much as we can. We'll go to that mantra of continuous improvement, and we'll work hard this week, and ultimately we'll be ready so that anybody that comes into our building, starting again with Blackburn next week, have to work for anything they get. I think we've been pretty good at shutting down at the back, so we'll continue to do that and see if we can make it 4 out of 4.
And again, it's that clash similar to the Billingham game on opening night. Blackburn coming with 2 import forwards against your 2 import D, plus the strong back end you've got. So again, it's that clash of styles.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be the fascinating clash across the course of the season. We're with numerous teams, and we're very comfortable with what we have at the back. I think what we do have is not just the 2 imports on the shutdown. I think they add some offence to our team. You've obviously got Hutchie's leadership back there, which is invaluable, the way he talks to players. I thought Wally played a bit better tonight, and Kersey was solid. Stewie's getting helped along with Hutchie, and again he'll grow as the season goes. So we're happy with what we've got, that two import. The one thing that we do notice a huge difference in is the changing, because we don't have that forward D. Obviously the difficulty, and as we talked at the beginning of the season, with losing goals with 4 forwards. So I think we're very happy and comfortable where we are at the moment, certainly on our back end. Again, similar to what we said last week, we know we're far from the finished article and we'll continue to get better, but I think we've got a nice solid structure at the moment, a good building block, and we'll continue to work hard, and we'll see if teams ask questions of our day, we'll see what we've got, and we'll try and play the game on the front foot.